You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, now we've got Al in Arkansas on the line. And perhaps, Al, now we can finally answer this question. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I think you can help us with that. What's going on?
It's a good one, Leslie. I've got a hill that runs down to a creek. And when it floods, the bottom of the hill gets wet, and some woodchucks have moved in a few years ago, and they dug holes, and when the water got up there, it kind of washed out and caved in, and then it came up the hill more, and now here this year, I've got a 6-foot deep section of earth missing, and my wife doesn't want me to shoot these woodchucks. And they can chuck a lot of dirt, and they can climb trees.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're taking over. Well, would you like to evict them? How about that? If we're not going to shoot them, you want to evict them?
Yes.
Because I think you could use a have-a-heart trap. The have-a-heart traps are great. They work for groundhogs and woodchucks, pretty much the same size animal, same type animal. There's slight differences, of course. But the have-a-heart trap is a good option. Now, the problem is you're going to have to take the animal for a ride, miles away, and let him go.
You have to put it
but
in your car.
What you do is you get this have-a-heart trap, and you get the one that's sized for woodchucks. You got to bait it. Now, a little trick for that is if you take some fruit, like an apple, and you put it in the back of the trap, you take a wire, like a piece of picture frame wire or something like that, and you thread it through the apple. Or a piece of electrical wire, something that you can thread through the apple, and then you tie it off to the back of the cage. Because this way, he can't smack it towards himself, right? And just grab it and run. He's got to go back there to have the treat, and then the door slams. Now, when that happens, the animals are going to panic, and especially if you approach them. But what you want to do is, throw a cloth over it, pick the cage up safely using the handle. And then you can take it out somewhere well away from your property and let them go and then go reset it again and do it again the next day or the next few days. And eventually you'll lower that population and that will give you a fighting chance of getting that hill back in shape.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good job.
All right. Well, good luck with that project and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you get the answer to Leslie's question, please do let us know.
We're dying to know.
Can chuck.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.